Hello everybody. Before starting, a little message of benevolence and recommendation. This briefing, being quite powerful, can be contraindicated in case of respiratory problem, risk of epilepsy and other. If you have some doubts, don't go, don't do. Check with your doctor, take it easy, just do normal breath and just let it go. Keep in mind, the ultimate goal is your wellness and your inner peace. Let's go. Lay down, sit down, whatever it is, relax to the deepest. Before starting, think about your objective deeply. Repeat clearly your intention. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruit of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. Let's repeat it together. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruit of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. Here we are. We are going to start on a physical level by relaxing. To do so, tense, engage all your muscles for a few seconds at the most, one by one, and then all at the same time. Then relax to the deepest. First, engage your feet, then the shins, then the legs. Let's move on your buttocks, your abdomen, your fists, your arms, your shoulders. You engage your neck, then your forehead, to finish on your eyes. Now pull together all your limbs, engage all of them to the maximum. Hold on. Do it a bit more. Engage hardly and then release everything. Appreciate this relaxation, how pleasant it is. Take a deep breath. We will, for a few minutes, practice holotropic cyclic breathing. This is hyperventilation, uninterrupted breathing without a pause between inhaling and exhaling. The goal is to take off, literally, to get out of your body and the prison of your ego for a while, for a time, like a vacation. You will go on a beautiful journey in your deep being, in your secret garden, in your inner paradise, corresponding to a state of mind of deep stillness, calm, serenity, filled with light and love. From where you come from originally, of which you are part of, your eternal soul, universal fragments of the source. Let's go. Take off. Breath through the mouth. Inhale to the maximum and then exhale to the maximum. In a continuous flow, in a loop, without any pause, without any downtime. The success of your takeoff depends on the cycle and the depth of your breath. Inhale, then exhale. Follow the natural flow. Don't force anything. Feel these techniques oxygenate your brain. There is an influx of oxygen in your cortex, in your head, in your neurons connection. Okay? This is all your body, your whole self. You follow me even if I'm talking to you. You keep doing, you keep breathing in deepest way. Maintain the rhythm. Let's go. Breath in, breath out. Keep going. That's good. Continue like this. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Keep going. Maintain the pace. Maintain the rhythm. That's great. Do an amazing job. That's good. Almost 2 minutes. You do an amazing job. Let's keep on doing. That's great. Let's continue. Oxygenates your whole body. That's perfect. All right, keep going. Keep doing. That's good. That's excellent. The more you breathe as such, the more you will take off towards even more distant and luminous region of yourself, your secret garden. We reached already more than 3 minutes. That's excellent. Let's continue like this. That's great. Still 1 more minute. You do an amazing job. You can be proud. Thirty seconds. That's great. Let's keep on doing. All right, we will soon arrive. You will, in 20 seconds after my countdown, inhale one last time and hold your breath as much as you can. And then you will breath out. Okay, so 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Continue like this. That's perfect. Breath in, breath out. Continue. Keep doing. 10, 9. Let's continue. That's perfect. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you breath in deeply, the maximum you can. You hold it and your breath out deeply, but you hold your breath for 1 minute. Wonderful. You hold your breath for 45 seconds. Don't force anything. Do at your own pace, at your own rhythm. still 30 seconds. If you need to breathe before I give the cue, that's okay. But if you want to continue, that's excellent. The more you do, the better the effect will be. When you feel the urge to breath, do it. And now you can deeply breath. And let it go. Now you can breath normally. Appreciate how good it is. You realize how vital and essential breathing is. Every second you can appreciate this simple enjoyment. Now breathe normally until you have a slight spin. Your breathing is very slow, very low, very neutral amplitude. Don't force anything now. Appreciate this relaxation, how nice it is. Now you have nothing more to do. Just let yourself be kind. We take care of everything. How it's good. You don't have to do anything because this is your own moments, your unique moments. It is like when you are kids, daddy and mommy dressed you, carried you, feed you. You could almost pretend to be a vegetable. It was so great. You came back to the States for a while. This is your moments. The only things that you have to do is just to listen to my voice, the sounds of my voice. And again, it can only be passively. It will surely be more and more distant. And if by chance you abandon yourself and feel the need to sleep a little bit, that's perfect. It means that your body needs it. No pressure. At your own rhythm, at your own pace, there is no notion of performance. The result will be dazzling no matter what, because this is all about letting go. Letting yourself go, literally going on your own. Feel the heaviness of your body like a heavy horse on the ground. You feel like you weigh a ton, and even moving a tiny two would be extraordinarily difficult. But that's okay, you don't need. You just want to relax. Now you are deeply relaxed at all levels, your body, your mind, and your spirit. We will be able to come into contact with your higher self, your eternal soul. Appreciate this present moment, which is a gift. Imagine that you are in a beautiful place, on a beautiful summer afternoon. The sky is blue, it's warm, and you're standing near a beautiful mountain, close to a fountain, a waterfall. The temperature is quite high, so it is with a pleasure that you go under this fountain, this waterfall, whose flow is very pleasant, neither too strong nor too weak. The water is soft, lukewarm, refreshing your happiness. How good it is, how nice, how refreshing it is. Then you're naturally drawn beyond this fountain. Behind it, there is like a cavity which calls you, and there you hear like a soft sound of a very pleasant music, a kind of invitation. as if fairies or benevolent beings invite you to go there, to the other side of the mirror. The moment you accept, you jump without hesitation, with confidence, in the same cavity you jump into it, as if you were throwing yourself into the swimming pool, into a slide. You are totally carefree and in the deep conviction that it will lead you towards something extraordinary. You feel yourself falling into nothingness, into the void. You fall and lose control. There is not even weightlessness, a big cloud cushions your fall like candy cotton, soft cotton, embracing you. And from the darkness, the light appears. You can strengthen yourself little by little at your own pace. Get up in your own, in your inner world, your unconscious part. You feel good in deep harmony. You are literally peaceful. Everything is peaceful around you. You find yourself in an absolutely sumptuous, delicious, incredible place. You appreciate it. You have the feeling of dreaming and being in paradise. Everything is wonderful. Each color is extremely intense. You hear like a music with light and the feeling of a deep and unconditional love through everything, nature, the components which you are crossed, and if you are one of it, like a set, as a block, you are part of this unity. Within you, you feel this unity. This is your secret garden. You have no notion of surprise. Everything is kind to you. You are fully in your elements at each level, physical, psychological, and physiological level. You feel the love so intense that you feel yourself growing wings. You are so light, so happy. You seem to have a level of consciousness that is very receptive to everything. A perfect temperature, a light breeze, a transparent river, an amazing garden with intense green foliage, the mountain touch, the beautiful sky, which flirts with some milky clouds. You can see white birds flying in the sky. They are white doves. Everything vibrates, everything is harmonious, it's like fairy tale. It's sumptuous, truly magical. The trees of life, seem to think, to sing. Nature creates an amazing symphony of which all the components reveal a note. You listen to it and play the miracle music at the same time. It vibrates within you, outside of you, with or without sounds, synchronizing with the beats of your heart. You know that this place is here, in you, within you, through you. This is unity. It is there. It is here forever. It is there, and at any time, any moment you can find it back. You can find your way back, like a refuge, like a haven of peace. This is your place, your peace. Enjoy it. You can now express your desire again to your subconscious, like, you know, the genie in the bottle, and it can satisfy all your wishes to make all your dreams come true. Is not your master, is your humble servant, and is a real pleasure for him to serve you. Is entirely at your own disposal. It's even a pleasure for him to serve you. He loves when he has something. Repeat yourself. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruit of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. You can repeat internally or just to listen to this desire, which echoes, which literally resonates within you. Whatever it is, my voice or your consciousness repeating this magic formula, it doesn't matter. There is only one single consciousness. This is the heart, the light, the unity. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruits of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruits of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruits of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruit of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. This is echoing deeply your subconscious, and it's like a sweet song. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruit of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. You let it go. You let yourself go. You let this desire penetrate you, unconscious part, literally soaking, infusing this beautiful desire. Your dream comes true. You enjoy. You enjoy this eternity. You enjoy this unity to relax. You enjoy this magical and sacred moments. You are serene. Enjoy this time. Enjoy the present, which is a gift. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruit of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. Enjoy. You hear in the distance approaching you like a voice, a beautiful music that your inner child hums, a sweet and pretty rhythm to you in his or her. And angelic voice. You visualize that you are your inner child. You are 3 years old. You're small, no more than 1 meter in height. You're small and you can afford to squeeze everywhere. You feel so good. You're so innocent, in a perfect harmony. You live in a fairy tale, a magical place, very bright. Your inner child sits on your lap as an adult. You embrace your inner child. You hug your inner child tightly with all your heart, with all your love. You embrace yourselves. You embrace yourself. You embrace each other. You embrace your inner child. Your inner child embraces you as an adult with all his or her heart, with all his or her love, with all your love. Here, your inner child, candid, pure, sweet little voice whispering to you,
I love you. I love you so much.
In return, you tell your inner child, me too. I love you so much, sweet heart. We are united for life. We are united forever. You take care of your inner child. You caress your inner child. You hear your inner child humming to you again, that same sweet and pretty rhythm. With your inner child, angelic voice. You visualize that you're smiling at your inner child, and your inner child is smiling back at you as an adult. You have always reactivated pure complicity. This adorable little being takes you by the hand and makes a hoop appear, encircling you, and slips in it. He then begins to squeeze hard against you, swinging at the hips. He is playing a game of hula hoop. He is laughing. His pure and tender laughter is adorable. Your inner child seems to breathe life into you. Come on, you can do it. Follow me. Follow the movements. Adjust yourself. Follow my sway. Turn all tight against me and follow the movements. Of course. Here you are. There you are. The hoop spins, entertaining even more your little inner being, who laughs into tears and seems to say, "Faster, faster, continue, it's so funny, I love it." The hoop goes so fast that creates a hollow of light and then disappears. But not the imprints, the fingerprints of the magic light within you. The little being, your inner child, stop looking at you with mysterious eyes, so cute, so lovely. It takes your hand and start to run with you, who has to keep with the rhythm. The little being runs, jumps, and you follow. The little being, it seems to fly, you lose control, you seem to be in the same mood as him, laughing and laughing. It goes so fast. He's playing, he's spinning, he's jumping, and you lose your mind, you lose control. You're just making one with him. It's so pure and so beautiful, like a dance. It's accelerating the movement and the laugh, and you're literally absorbed and making one. Suddenly, you fall down. You fall down and you are rolling, rolling and rolling more, and it's so fun. And he's laughing, your inner child is literally laughing, and you laugh and you laugh and you laugh. It's so lovely. You have such a complicity. You find it and you hear, "I love you, I love you, sweetheart, sweetheart. Hug me, hug me, hug me more, strongly, strongly." Then suddenly, you stop. Your heart is beating so fast. Your heart resonates and synchronizes with the little being, your inner child, telling you, "I'm here. I live here. This is my home. Here, in your heart, sweetheart, I'm always here. In each step you do." Gradually, your heartbeat is like knocking the door. Just enjoying this incredible moment. You feel so good. You know, the feeling that something knock on the door means that you have to wake up. But you don't feel any sadness to leave this moment, because this moment is eternal. This moment is the unity within you. It is eternal, and the connection that you have is forever. You resume the common thread with your self, with the entire self, your inner child, and your current state of mind is the same, is you, the unity. Now it's time to resurface, to return to your normal states of consciousness. You can thank your subconscious again for working for you and making your dream come true here and now and forever. It is integrated deeply within you forever, indelibly. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruits of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. It's time to come back. Now you count from 1 to 10. visualizing some stairs and feeling you go up one by one and slowly. You jump on the lowest step. You see the number one. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number two. You see the number two. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number three. You see the number three. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number four. You see the number four. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number five. You see the number five. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number six. You see the number six. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number seven. You see the number seven. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number eight, and you see the number eight. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number nine. You see the number nine. You breath deeply. You get up and walk on step number 10. You see the number 10. You breath deeply. Here we are. You arrived at the door of your consciousness, the gateless gate. It's up to you to open the door when you want. Whenever you are ready, once you think is the proper time, the right time, you can gently open your eyes. Welcome home. Thanks you, life. Thank you, the living one, who is everything through everything, who is everywhere by everything, the master key. Keep in mind, this is within you, the unity. My inner child feels in harmony. My inner child is the fruit of my creativity and my capacity to marvel at life. Welcome home.